Dear Rav Lef, I have three questions. Can one work out at the gym during 3 weeks with all the equipment except for swimming? I've been asked why a girl can't daven with open-toe shoes. Since when can a girl not daven with open-toe shoes? Is this a chumrah? Where does it come from? Can a boy daven with open-toe shoes? I teach a Jewish 10-year-old about Judaism. She came out with the question, who created Hashem? I am from a religious background. As far as I am aware, Hashem has always been around and always will be. He wasn't created as such. He is the creator. I don't know if the reason the 10-year-old can't understand this is because she's too young and has no background of Amun and Hashem to understand the difference between Hashem being infinite versus man being finite, or if I just don't know how to explain this properly. I'm wondering if you could please tell me how to answer her so that she can understand. Thank you, Anonymous from the UK. First of all, during the 3 weeks, except during the 9 days, one is allowed to go swimming. So you can work out in the gym throughout the entire 3 weeks, including going swimming up until the 9 days, and during the 9 days, obviously, not going swimming. You can't do this neither, not working out in the gym and not swimming on Tisha B'Av itself. I'm not aware of any reason why a girl can't daven with open-toe shoes, nor wear open-toe shoes. Seems to me that that is permissible, and most certainly a boy can daven with open-toe shoes if that's the way that people normally dress to important functions and would be seen outside in a respectable way with these kinds of shoes. And the answer to the 10-year-old is that that's the difference between God and human beings. God is the source of everything. Nothing exists or can exist or continue to exist without God wanting to exist. And therefore, God, by definition, is, since he's the source of existence, he existed all the time. And that's something we can't understand. God is infinite, had no beginning, has no end, and has no other limitations as human beings do.